Wonderful to have you with us. Charlie Rahiri is the recovery manager for the Maua landslide response and chair of Te Runanga o Ngāti Ranginui, who are working alongside emergency services, local authorities as recovery efforts continue on the Maunga. As you would be aware, across the weekend, there was another landslide that was reactivated after the situation in January. And Charlie's with us to shed a bit more light on what is ahead as we come to terms with the devastation on that treasured taonga. Thanks for your time today, Charlie. Tēnā koe, man. It's me, Dale, the Sense Fielder. Hi there. Well, Charlie, our maunga is talking to us, but I guess many struggling to hear the words. Perhaps you'd be kind enough, just because you know the area intimately, might you describe again your feelings in when the latest slip occurred? I know it would be frustrating for those who've been trying to clear the debris away from the January event, but now there's more work ahead. How would you share what has occurred, please, Charlie?
Yeah, I think since the obvious tragedy in January, certainly a lot of the community are still feeling the mamai from that, and further regressions or further slips and on mobile just makes that pody even more, even greater. And aside from that, that's paying respect to those who passed away there and their families, but also the gravity of death, really. But aside from that, we have been progressing. We had been progressing quite well around the track network on Mowau to start to remediate some of those slips. The later slips are a setback, but they've forced us back to the drawing board to have discussions about where to from here.
Yeah, tēnā koe. Am I right to think that the slip that occurred down towards the pools, now the one over the weekend, is a little higher, and what did it slip into? What's been cleared away? Might you describe the volume that we're talking about here, and what sort of challenges are we into clean up mode again? Are we taking away what's come down? I don't sort of understand what the mahi ahead is for those involved. Kōrero mai, Charlie.
Yeah, so we've had three, since yesterday, we've had three slips. The most significant one was on Friday night, where we saw the most of the volume of earth come down. It's estimated, the early estimates from our technical experts were that, the slip has regressed or moved further up, around about between 10 and 20 metres. And so that's quite a significant movement. The nature of the earth or the dirt that's moved is it's very damp, it's liquid. You're right, it has run out where we previously cleared, not quite to the hot pools, but around about 120 metres from the slip. Coupled with that, the big slip on Friday night, we had a series over the last couple of weeks, but that Friday night one was quite significant. And then we had the earthquake on Saturday morning. Our geotech experts are saying that it's not conclusive that it contributed, but it's obvious that it had some role to play, because we had another slip on Saturday morning and then another subsequent one on Sunday. So I think the mountain is unstable and vulnerable. Whilst we took a walk around the mountain to look at some of the areas we're currently remediating, and whilst they remain largely unscathed, it does speak to the safety and stability of the mountain, because probably 42 slips, about 11 of those were significant, around the same size as the campground one, and so we have to monitor those as well.
It being such a significant taonga for our people, and such a geographical landmark for the people of Tauranga Moana, it's much treasured. Having walked around the Maunga through round the harbour side and then coming back around by the surf club, I mean, it's one of the most magic walks you could ever take. Now, am I right to believe that that track has been closed? People used to go up the top of the mountain. Is that closed? In fact, have all the tracks on Maunga been closed these past 6 months, Charlie?
Yeah, that's correct. All the tracks have been closed. The entire network of tracks, that is probably about five or six walking tracks on there. A lot of them, access points have been were damaged in January. And when I say damaged, obvious cracks in the track, slips covering them. We're not anticipating opening them soon. We're doing the best we can to remediate those tracks, but we have a long way to go. That's coupled with obviously reviewing the archaeological sites on Mowang. As we know, we occupied the mountain for a number of years, and so there's a lot of pa, there are a lot of middens, there are a lot of burial grounds on Mowang. And so, monitoring those as we progress is also important.
From a cultural perspective, should we be losing any sleep that you can't walk around this Hmong? Is it something that our people treasure as well? Or do you think there are some of our people, Māori, who say, oh, just let it stand in its own majesty? And maybe, really we shouldn't be walking around on top and over, et cetera, as we have done blatantly in the past. Are you disappointed that the tracks are closed? I know many walkers and people who visit Mount Maunganui might feel that way. What's a Māori perspective you might share with us, Charlie?
Yeah, there's varied perspectives, but what you described is certainly one where there's a part of the Māori community, or actually the wider Tauranga community, that feel that the Maunga should just be left alone, and that there are other options. We've begun discussions with iwi and the community, in fact, around, the future of Mowau and what that might look like. Those discussions haven't ended yet, but there are a range of views that are coming through. Personally, myself, I climb the mountain probably at least once a week, sometimes three or four times. I've always described it as nature's cathedral. It's where we go to have karakia, where we go to replenish, but it means different things to different people. Obviously, the business community is suffering. It brought in a lot of foot traffic, and it was an icon for the city. A lot of people, it's their pinnacle of fitness and leisure activities. I think largely what were early indications in terms of the consultation and feedback we've had is take your time. Take your time, and certainly recent events on Mowang have validated our approach to take being cautious, patient approach to remediating the Maunga. And at the end of the day, we're at the behest of Mother Nature anyway, as we've noticed, and certainly over this weekend.
But it's been such a tourist attraction. I'm not. Maybe you would know how many people might have walked that Maunga in a year in times past, Charlie.
Yeah, well, we do have the figures, actually. The council have the figures. So last year was around about 1 million people, about 3,000 a day that walked the track network up or around. And so that foot traffic is down. But we do have other beautiful Maunga in Tauranga, Papamoa Hills, the Minden lookout up at Otani Wainuku. And I think there's a lot of my whānau are taking the opportunity to re-explore other areas of Tauranga as well, and reconnect with those Maunga.
Should we assume that those walks might be a thing of the past now? Are they ever likely to reopen?
The plan is to reopen the track network, but obviously, events like this weekend forces us to reassess that plan. But at the moment, the plan is to remediate the Maunga and return the people to the mountain and the mountain to the people.
Are you feeling any pressure, to get things moving here from commercial interests? You mentioned that a lot of the businesses there who relied on that foot traffic would be perhaps in dire situations. But even so, we have to be cautious and respectful in our approaches. Do our whānau Māori feel any added pressure politically or economically to move faster than we think appropriate?
Yeah, the pressure at times is intense. Just a couple of things I'll say to that. First is that, again, we're at the behest of Mother Nature, and we can't control what the elements do and the nature of the Maunga. We can do our best to remediate, but inside our stories, our whakapapa, our genealogy, we have kōrero and whakatauki about, ka horo, ka tanuku, and in reference to different sort of land formations. But, our message for the business community and for the community and for tourists, actually, is Mount Maunganui is open, Mauao is closed. So you can still walk the beaches, you can still come down and enjoy, I've done it with my family, enjoy dinner, lunch along the beach. It's still very beautiful. I mean, you're correct there. That it's, being from here, I'm biased, I'll say it's the most beautiful place in the world. And having travelled the world, I can attest to it. No, I think the message is that Mount Maunganui is open, Tauranga is open, Mauao is closed.
It's Māori owned after being returned to our people, I say that collectively, and then generously reopened so that all could enjoy it. How would you describe the relationships? Because we see politically some standoff between Māori perspectives and non. How would you describe the working relationship between council, environmentalists and tangata whenua? Are we working in sync and respectfully with each other as we try and resolve the challenges ahead?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Mauao was returned to the Three Iwi of Tauranga Moana in 2008. And with that return, there was an agreement, two agreements that came with it. One was that the public would be able to access the Maunga in perpetuity, and secondly, that it would be administered in a joint management co-governance sort of framework. I guess what I'm saying is that there is collegiality between Tauranga City Council, iwi, through Mauao Trust in terms of the mountain. It's not without its challenges, like any relationship, but by and large, there is that we are working together, and I say the royal we, having a foot in both camps really, but the royal we, that we are working together to, one, protect the Maunga, two, return the Maunga to a state of safety, and stability. Well, stability is a bit of a tough one, as I've said. And three, at the end point is return the mountain to the people and the people to the mountain.
I appreciate you spending some extra time talking about it. I think we all have a feeling for this taonga, even though many of us listening today might not have whakapapa connections to it. It's such a strong visual focal point for the Tauranga Moana rohe. So matters pertaining to the Maunga and its future are very important, even though we might not be from there, Charlie. So, the slip comes down, you clear away, well, some would call it debris, but still it is the Maunga. What cultural approaches were used and will need to be used again after the weekend situation to remove the material that has slipped? I mean, it's part of the Maunga. Where does it go?
Yeah, at the moment, from January, the material was moved off site, and that was solely for the purpose, as you know, it was a recovery mission. So there needed to be clear space in order to do that. The material currently sits on a council site within the city. There are discussions underway at the moment about options for that material, whether it's returned to Mauao or whether it's returned to any other site of significance or iwi within Tauranga Moana, but there's monitoring that has to happen. When we do anything on Mauao, the iwi appoint monitors to that, and archaeological assessments are done as well on those sites. So it's done in a culturally safe manner, a careful manner, but also that a manner that respects both the mountain and the people who are working on it.
It's a reminder that our land is living, isn't it? That it's moving, that it has its own future. And some people see a rock and say, oh, that's a rock, it's innate. But, for Māori, there's a Māori to everything. Intriguing and also encouraging that we are trying to get our sort of thought patterns combined to do the best we can collectively. So quite the challenge ahead. And, of course, who knows what's ahead for us with Tawhiri Mate or Rua Aumoku always, you know, rock and rolling and, you know, still challenging us in modern day and beyond, I guess, eh, Charlie?
Yeah, yeah. And we're reminded constantly by our kaumātua that Moa was a tupuna. Yeah, Moa was a tupuna to us. He's not, or to Māori, he's not just a rock, you know. And so you're right, you're correct in that respect. And as the owners of the mountain, we respect that as well.
It's been cool talking with you. Thanks very much, Charlie, for giving us some updates. Any idea what sort of meterage has slipped in this latest situation, and you know how long it will take? I'm assuming you're taking the material away, or will it be used to, I guess, stabilise where we're at the moment? Does it have to all be taken off site in order for the stability efforts to go forward?
The early indications of the soil that has moved was around 8,000 cubic metres, which is two-thirds of what fell in that particular site in January. We haven't made any decisions on where that's going. At the moment, it's very dense, damp, wet and fluid. And so we're in discussions at the moment about what we do with that material or how we might, what decisions are made around it.
Thanks very much for your thoughts and time today, Charlie. We're all in your corner, knowing you're doing your very best by the maunga and by the people who call the Mount and the wider Tauranga area the home. So some big, tough decisions and work ahead for all. Mihi ana kia koe, te rangatira. Thanks very much for sharing
some
time with us today. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Tēnā koe, thank you, man. Charlie Rahiri, Recovery Manager for the Moa Landslide Response, and also Chief Te Rūnanga o Ngāti Ranginui with us on the program.